Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I've got two addresses for you. If you are on a desktop, easy address for you. All you got to do is go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, just a little bit longer address for you. It's m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com. That will have our mobile-friendly site that you can check out. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address here is marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for new topics to talk about here on Let's Talk Insurance. Like I said, at the end of summer, I would like to do a weird claims podcast where I share with you true claim stories that are weird, wild, and wonderful, and get all those W's in there. So shoot me an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, weird podcast, weird claim podcast, and share with me your story of a claim that is weird and got covered by your insurance carrier. I have a few. Like I said, a friend of mine who was in the insurance business for many years, she shared with me one or two. And I would like to put all of them together. And not just like, I know I can go on the internet and I could search, type in, you know, weird claims, weird insurance claims and come up with a list. But I want to do something that, a little bit more than that. I want to get a little bit more personal. I want to pull from our listening audience as well as myself and other colleagues so that we can share with you, you know, not something that's out on the internet already. I want to share something new and fresh, something that I put together with your help. So again, if you have a weird claim that was covered, or maybe a claim that you didn't think would be covered and were surprised that it was, we could add that to the weird claims thing because it's weird that you didn't think it was covered, but it was. So again, you could send that to marsiliains@gmail.com. Now here we are, the Memorial Weekend. I don't know if you're going to be doing any traveling. I've been all over my Facebook feed has been different tips and articles on being safe this Memorial Weekend. A friend of mine posted one from the state police stating that they're going to have unmarked patrol cars traveling the highways looking for distracted drivers, and it gave a list of what they consider to be distracted driving. And that's just not talking on the phone or texting. They also include things like messing with your radio, messing with your air conditioner. There was like a whole list of things that they considered distracted driving, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Talking to a passenger, that was on the list. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to be driving on the road talking with somebody, and I'm going to get pulled over for just talking to my passenger. I don't know. I don't know if that was a joke. It looked legit, so I don't know if it was a joke or not. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was a hoax that, you know, because Facebook is known for that. You know, people passing along information that they didn't totally check out. We're a victim of having too much information available and too many people believing what they read on the internet, unfortunately, these days. But anyway, they're going to be, you know, and I'm sure all law enforcement are going to be out on the roads this weekend and in full force to check on distracted driving, drunk driving, that kind of thing. But enough about that. I wanted to share with you today, like I told you, all this month we were going to be talking about toys, from motorcycles, travel trailers. Today I wanted to talk about boats, because this weekend in some area of the country, it's not going to be that great for boating. I know here, I think Saturday and I think Monday are going to be the best days to go out on a boat. It'd be a bit chilly, but certainly a great time to get out on the boat. And I went to discoverboating.com. and looked up some safe boating tips. Now, we try to share with you every year, you know, about this time, we share different articles and stuff like that. So go back through, go to our website. If you're on a desktop, mvpinsurer.us. If you're on a mobile device, m.hollandshometownagency.com. And I think if you go through like last year's podcast, you should be able to find, you know, a few articles that have to do with traveling and vacation and stuff like that. This year I wanted to choose an article from Discover Boating with safe boating tips. And there's a list of tips here. I'm not a boater, but I do know friends who are into boating. So these are some great tips if you're looking at going out boating this weekend, or, you know, boating season is basically here. So I thought I would share with you 10 boating tips from discoverboating.com. And I'll have a link to this on the blog post for today with our show notes. So the first tip here, it says be weather wise. Always check local weather conditions before departure. TV and radio forecasts can be a good source of information. If you notice darkening clouds, we got to be careful of those clowns. When they get darkening, you're going to have trouble. Darkening clouds, volatile and rough changing winds, or sudden drops in temperature. Play it safe by getting off the water. Now, like I said, according to my app, I've got an app on my phone, just like I'm sure everybody has an app. I've got one from our local TV station, and it gives me the 7-day forecast for our area. And like I said, for our area, it looks like Saturday and Monday are going to be the best days. It's going to be partly sunny in the low 70s. It would be a little bit windy, but not bad. But yeah, you definitely always want to check the weather forecast before going out on a boat. And then, like it says here, if the winds are rough and it's changing, if there's a sudden drop in temperature, if you see darkening clouds, you know, it could be partly sunny or whatever, and that's fine. But when the clouds start to get dark, it's best for you to get off the water. Number two, it says here, follow a pre-departure checklist. Proper boating safety includes being prepared for any possibility on the water. Following a pre-departure checklist is the best way to make sure no boating safety rules or precautions have been overlooked or forgotten. And it looks like on this webpage here, and again, you can go to our website and our blog post for today, and it looks like there is a hyperlink to a pre-departure checklist that you can download or print off for yourself, which is nice. Number three, use common sense. You know, it's these days, it's kind of common sense seems to be a bit few and far between. So to have it on this list of boating safety tips is probably a good reminder that we need to use common sense. It says one of the most important parts of boating safety is to use your common sense. This means operating at a safe speed at all times, especially in crowded areas, staying alert at all times, and steering clear of large vessels and watercraft that can be restricted in their ability to stop or turn. Also, be respectful of buoys and other navigational aids, all of which have been placed there to ensure your own safety. Again, common sense. If you see a bigger boat than you, get out of its way. If you see a sign that says no wake zone, don't stir up any wake. If you're in a crowded area with boating, if you're boating up and down a channel and there's a lot of boats in the area, a lot of personal watercraft, be careful. Watch what you're doing. I mean, it just seems, like I said, these days, it just seems like common sense often goes out the window, which is crazy. So, tip number three, use your common sense. Number four, designate an assistant skipper. Make sure that more than one person on board is familiar with all aspects of your boat's handling, operations, and general boating safety. If the primary navigator is injured or incapacitated in any way, it's important to make sure that someone else can follow the proper boating safety rules to get everyone back to shore. That's important. You know, if you're going to go out on a boat with somebody else, you got to make sure that more than one person knows how to operate that boat. Because otherwise, you're going to be stuck out in the middle of the lake, out in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the river, the creek, whatever. You're going to be stuck there not knowing how to get the boat back to shore or to help. So be sure that if you do go out on a boat with somebody, that they show you the basics on how to handle that boat, so that in case the boat owner or the boat captain becomes incapacitated, you're able to pilot that boat back to shore, back to safety, in case of trouble. So that's a good point right there, designate an assistant skipper. Now, number five, this is important, especially if you're going to be out on open water. That means out on a large lake or out on the ocean. Number five says develop a float plan. Whether you choose to inform a family member or staff at your local marina, always be sure to let someone else know your float plan. This should include where you're going and how long you're going to be gone. A float plan can include the following information: name, address, and phone number of the trip leader, name and phone number of all passengers, boat type and registration information, trip itinerary, types of communication and signal equipment on board, such as an emergency position indicating radio beacon or personal locator beacon. We've talked about this when you go out on a snowmobile or when you go hunting or when you go backpacking. Let somebody know where you're going and about what time you're going to be back, so that if you're not back by the designated time, at least the rescue crews have an idea of where to look. This is even more important when it comes to a boat, because then the Coast Guard knows, this particular boat has a PLB or an EPIRB. They know how many people were on the boat. They know the type of boat. They know the registration information. They know about where you were going to go. So if you tell somebody, hey, yeah, you know, we were going to go about, you know, 3 miles offshore, so we can get a nice panoramic view of the shoreline or whatever. At least the Coast Guard and the rescuers have a place to start, and they know who they're looking for and how many they're looking for. So that if one person is found, they know, okay, according to the itinerary, there are three other people out there, so we need to find those three other people. So definitely, especially if you're going to be out on open water, like I said, if you're going to be out on a big lake where the likelihood of seeing somebody else may not be that great, or if you're going to be out on the ocean, having a float plan, letting somebody know where you're going to be thereabouts, what time you're going to be back, and who is with you, that'll give the rescuers something to go on instead of saying, well, yeah, they said they were going out on the lake, didn't tell me where they were going to be putting into the lake, didn't tell me who was going with them. I mean, that's a lot of unknowns there. And for any chance of survival, Any chance of rescuers to find you, having a float plan is going to be your best bet. Number six, even though it may not seem manly to do it, make proper use of life jackets. Did you know that a majority of drowning victims are a result of boaters not wearing their life jackets? Make sure that your family and friends aren't a part of this statistic by assigning and fitting each member of your household, of your onboard team, with a life jacket prior to departure. Wear it. All right. Life jackets don't do any good sitting in sitting in the back of your truck, or sitting in a cabinet on board your boat. It's going to do its best work when it's on you. So wear your life jacket. Some life jackets, it seems like the expense is a little bit much. But what is your life worth? What is the life of your family members and your friends? What are their lives worth? Is it worth not purchasing additional life jackets to make sure that everybody that goes out on your boat has one? You need to think about that. And like I said, it may not seem manly to wear a life jacket. But let me tell you, you're going to be a whole lot safer if you're wearing a life jacket. All right? So do it. Number seven, avoid alcohol. Practice boating safety at all times by saving the alcohol for later. The probability of being involved in a boating accident doubles when alcohol is involved, and studies have shown the effects of alcohol are exacerbated by sun and wind. I know this is going to be a big party weekend, and I know there are going to be certain areas of the country where it's going to be expected that you crack open a six-pack when you're out on the boat. Have a designated driver. Just like if you're in a car, you know, you wouldn't get behind the wheel drunk. At least I hope you wouldn't. Same thing with a boat. Really don't want you to get behind the wheel of a boat when you've been drinking. So if you plan on drinking, don't get on a boat or don't get behind the wheel. If you're going to get on a boat, don't get behind the wheel. Have a designated driver for that boat. Be safe. This one seems kind of obvious, but here we are again. Learn to swim. If you're going to be in and around the water, proper boating safety includes knowing how to swim. Local organizations such as the American Red Cross and others offer training for all ages and abilities. Check to see what classes are offered in your area. Check with your local rec center, see if they have private lessons if you're an adult and you're a little bit embarrassed about taking a swim class. They do private lessons. So I think the rec center I go to, I think it's $15 for a half hour of instruction. And that would be a one-on-one instruction. So, you know, and you can set it up for certain times of the day in order to get those swim lessons in for the younger kids, those under the age of 18. I'm sure the rec center or the local pool has designated classes for teaching 18 and under how to swim. Also advanced swimming techniques. I'm going to throw this out to, if you're going to learn how to swim, you might as well also take a course, a Red Cross course on first aid. So be sure to do that as well. You can go to redcross.org to find rec centers and community centers in the area that not only do teach swimming lessons, but also first aid. So if you're going to be out boating, you need to know how to swim. Just in case. Again, just in case. You go out there prepared. What's the old saying? Prepare for the worst, expect the best, or something like that. It's some saying like that, but be prepared. for sure. Number nine, take a boating course. Beginning boaters and experienced experts alike need to be familiar with the boating safety rules of operation. Boater education requirements vary by state. However, some require validated completion of at least one boating safety course. Regardless of your individual state's requirements, it's always important to be educated and prepared for every circumstance that might arise. You can learn about boating safety rules by taking a local community course or online course to help educate yourself. Now, insurance companies, when it comes to insuring boats, they do give discounts if you do take a boater safety course. Same like with the motorcycles. If you take a motorcycle safety course, you get a completion certificate. You get, I think it's either 5 or 10% amongst our carriers. It's anywhere from 5 to 10% for motorcycle safety course, and I believe the same is true with a boating safety course. You get a 5 to 10% discount depending on the insurance carrier, but you have to have a copy of the completion certificate that can be sent into the company, and it's good for 3 years. So after 3 years, in order to continue with the discount, you need to complete another course. So the certificates that you get are good for 3 years as far as the discounts, and then you'll have to retake it again. So I highly recommend taking a boating course. If you take it online, that's great. I'm more of a hands-on person myself, so being at a class in person, talking with a Coast Guard or whoever's teaching the course, hopefully it's not in a classroom. Hopefully it's, I've never taken one of these courses, but I would hope that it's not in a classroom with a PowerPoint, that it's actually maybe dockside, at a boat, or somehow a boat is involved so people can get some hands-on experience, with boating safety for sure. Online courses are great. But for me personally, I usually retain a little bit more knowledge if I'm hands-on with something. So keep that in mind for sure. Number 10, and lastly, it says consider a free vessel safety check. Take advantage of a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They offer complimentary boat examinations to verify the presence and condition of certain safety equipment required by state and federal regulations. Free of charge, they'll provide a specialist to check out your boat and make helpful boating safety tips and recommendations. They also offer virtual online safety checks as well. You can call up your local Coast Guard, see if you could set up a time for them to come out and check your boat, make sure that you're meeting all the correct boating safety guidelines for the state and also the federal. They'll make suggestions on things that you may want to do to your boat. It's not going to be a survey, okay? They're not going to do a marine survey where they go around the boat and check everything and make sure that it's all seaworthy and everything like that. This is just a cursory thing to make sure that you have a fire extinguisher, that you have life preservers, that you have a lot of the equipment that's required by the state and also by the federal government when it comes to your boat. And also they can make suggestions on, hey, you know, looks like you got some cracking in your hull here. You may want to get that patched up or something like that. Just general cursory types of stuff. It's not going to be an in-depth marine survey. So and it's something that apparently is done free of charge. Contact your local Coast Guard post to see what's involved with that and how long it's going to take. And get it done. I mean, you still have time if you're planning on going out this weekend. I'm sure you could probably call up the Coast Guard today or tomorrow and get that set up for the before the weekend for sure. So, again, I'm going to have this on our website. You can go to, if you're on a desktop, www.mvpinsure.us. That's MVPINSURE.US. Or if you're on a smartphone or tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com, and it'll bring up today's blog post with the link to Discover Boating's safe boating tips. Again, we're from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, the web address, if you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're anywhere else if you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Shoot us an email, marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiliins@gmail.com. Weird Claims Podcast. It's going to be the end of summer, probably just before Labor Day. So I got a few months to put together the podcast. If you have a weird claims story, whether it's just a strange, strange story, or maybe it's something that you didn't think was covered, but you called the agent anyway to turn it in to see if there was coverage, and surprise, surprise, there was. That would be considered a weird or a strange claim because you didn't think it would be covered, and it is. So shoot us that information, marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiliins@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, Weird Claims Podcast. And we'll put all those together. And like I said, the podcast probably before Labor Day, we will go ahead and put that together for you. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I sincerely hope that you have not only a good week, but a good Memorial weekend. Take care.